Okay, Charles, welcome back to another episode of the Bellied Up podcast presented by Flea Farm.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Charlie.
Labor Day.
You like listening to podcasts, right?
Yeah, I love listening to podcasts.
You got to check out You Betcha Radio on all platforms.
Oh, I love that podcast, yeah, actually.
Me and the boys got a good podcast over at You Betcha Radio podcast.
So, really cool.
Yeah, if you like listening to this podcast, you should check that one out, too.
Yeah, I will. And you should listen to Cripescast, my podcast.
Should I?
Because you're on it sometimes.
All right. That sounds pretty good. I'll listen to those episodes.
Yeah. That's really nice of you. You can listen to the other episodes, too.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Cool. Thanks, Miles.
Guys, what's going on? We are back. We are here in Puddler's Hall. Charlie, why are we here today?
Because Puddler is a great bar. My cousin brother, Mike, watches all the hockey games here.
What's a cousin brother? Slow down.
He's a cousin by blood, but cousin brother by affiliation. He comes over for Sunday dinner over to my folks.
I got a cousin sister like that.
Oh, you got a cousin sister? Yeah. They're good. And he watches his siblings' dogs. He does more for my siblings than I would ever do. He watched my sister's dog. I would never do that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I'm glad that
mostly because I can't take care of other beings other than myself. I can't really do that well. I cut you off. What'd you say?
Vibes are good here in the Puddler's Hall.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Group of good guys here.
Yeah.
Everything about it just screams, I'm going to have a good time here at the
bar. Especially the signs. 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep, 8 hours for what you will.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And
life philosophy.
You know what? Is coming up here, Charles?
What is?
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Yeah, I teased that at the beginning.
You did. You put the cart before the horse, I think is what they call that.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. But, you roll with it. So what's so nice about Labor Day?
Well, I feel like there's very specific things that people do on Labor Day. It all depends on where you live.
Yeah.
So where I'm from, Labor Day is the last weekend at the lake.
Right.
It's the last lake weekend. Some people on Monday may even pull the docks and boats and everything in, even though there's a lot of fall left.
Those are the people that pull their Christmas tree out at midnight on December 25th.
I would disagree, but yeah, kind of the same vein.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
it is.
So here's the problem is if you're a big college football person and NFL person,
right?
You're not going to the lake in the fall. If you're watching college football and NFL Sunday,
you know what? Maybe I'm just sad that the docks and the boats have to come out and I'm emotionally reacting to these people when really the problem is I haven't dealt with my sadness.
Yeah, that's probably it. But so that's what I do. What do you do on a Labor Day week?
I work mostly. I work.
Weren't working,
to be honest, I thought that'd be a funny joke. It wasn't that funny. I do whatever.
It would have been funny if you said that you labor.
I labor. Yeah. That would have been funnier. Well, next time.
Hey, next Labor Day podcast. Will you write that down, Jay?
Yeah, I'll make sure to get that joke right. I don't know. I honestly can't remember what I've done on any Labor Day for a long, long time.
What are you
going to
do on Thanksgiving, Charles?
Eat turkey and stuff.
No, you're supposed to say you're going to give thanks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm going to Thanksgive. Oh, yeah.
What are you
going
to do on Christmas, Charlie?
I'm going to Mass.
You're gonna live Moss.
Yes. No, it's funnier because anyway, we don't have to discuss that. I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably go for a little bike ride. I like going mountain biking. I like going biking through the woods. It's what I like to do, honestly.
So is it mountain biking if it's in the middle of Milwaukee?
Yeah, actually there's some great mountain biking trails.
Or is it just biking?
Well, mountain biking is just trail riding, really, and you don't have to be on a mountain. You can be on a hill. You know, and sometimes we make a mountain out of a hill.
Is it more of a trail bike then?
No, it's I guess
trail bike actually sounds kind of sick.
It's kind of a trail bike. I don't know how to define them. You know, it's not a one with the shocks in back and in front, just has shocks in front. You know, some people with like those downhill mountain bikes have two shock things. You guys ever play with bikes?
No, I'm a pretty stationary guy. I hate hiking. I hate biking.
Really?
I was trying to come up with another one, but I couldn't. I mostly hate biking and hiking.
Really?
Biking, not as much because it takes a little less effort to go a little further.
Yeah.
But hiking is the bane of my existence.
Really? You don't like a nice walk through the
woods? Do I look like I like a nice walk through the woods, Charles?
How do you clear your mind? You walk through a golf course.
No, I literally will leave a golf course if it's walking only.
Really?
I've done it.
I don't like walking with the bag because that hurts my back.
Yeah, you got to get a push cart. But anyways, so you're going to go trail biking.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really know. I don't. Yeah, that's what I'll probably do. I haven't thought much about it, but maybe after this podcast, I'll really think about it. But you're going to go to the lake, which honestly sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for the invite. Would love to have plans on Labor Day.
You got shows up the yin yang.
Well, yin yang, no shows on Labor Day. So thanks for the invite. What? Am I an embarrassment? Why don't you ever bring me home to your
folks? We could use an extra hand pulling out the docks and boat.
Oh, you are one of those people. You're pulling the
dock. Well, it depends on the year, but maybe we could use an extra hand. What do you think?
I pulled out many a docks in my life.
So you're in.
No, not for that.
Most people, when you invite them to take out the docks and boat, they're like, I'm suddenly busy on Labor Day.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to end. That's a worse way to kill your buzz.
It's irony. You're laboring on Labor Day.
My grandparents used to have a nice long dock. It was on Lake Winnebago, which is a shallow lake. So they had a dock a block long. Literally this whole block.
Quarter mile.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. Have you seen them that long ever? A dock that long?
No, I haven't. I don't see that. That would be like the full distance across the lake that I'm on.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lake Winnebago, one of the biggest freshwater bodies that isn't the Great Lakes in the world. Just want to let you know. Possibly still, the U.S. Possibly bigger than Lake Champlain.
Still ever make it up to the Bago or not?
Lake Winnebago?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to come?
What day?
I don't know. We can go any day, really.
Yeah, I got stuff going on. I pull my docks out.
Wow. That was really mean. I'm going to tell Grandma Sue you said that, okay?
Well, no, it was nothing to do. It was more, never mind.
More to do with what, hanging out with me? Do you see the emotional abuse I take here on the Cripes cast?
No, I have been the one pushing, saying we need to get together and we need to not work and just hang out. And you're like, no, we got to do videos. You gotta do podcasts.
Well, you know what? I don't know what to do if I'm not working. I try going biking with you, and you're like,
just drink and enjoy our time together.
Oh,
we have a very
we do that. We do that a lot, actually. That's half of what we do.
Yeah, but we're working.
Yeah. Well, you decide.
I want you to let your hair down, Charlie. I want you to let it down. I want to get to
grow a little more to let it down.
Yeah, but I want to see that.
You'll see. I mean, look, if I'll send you some. I dreamed to be like Miles when he was 18, wearing that football jersey with that nice long Adonis hair.
Yeah.
Greek god.
When Charlie Behrens lets his hairs down, what does he like to do?
I think I told you. I mean, I like
trail biking.
I like fishing. I like fly fishing. I've gotten into.
Okay.
And I had never done that before. And
I like it because it's very active.
It's active. You can walk along. Well, no, the
you just, you're going to want to stay in one spot.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
No hiking.
I see how it goes with you. You will not like fly fishing.
I do like to, let's do it on a boat, maybe.
They do have that. You can do a float boat and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a really good point you make. Maybe I should think more about what I would do if I let my hairs down. Maybe that would lead me somewhere else.
Let your hairs down and get after it.
That is great advice for this advice podcast, which we're about to do. That's what I like. You give me advice. I take it. I give you advice. You tell me to frick off. And that's what makes this merry-go-round work.
I think that's marriage. Are we work husbands?
We are.
I think we're work husbands.
We are. Yeah, I've been touching your leg with my leg this whole time.
I slowly keep turning to the left. Yeah. Notice the angle of our bodies.
Yeah.
That's fine. There's got to be someone in the relationship who wants to get it on and someone who doesn't.
All right. Well, this is the weirdest way to start a podcast.
That's relationship 101. So guys, we got some callers coming up and I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. We'll see what they say. I want to see what they say.
Here's some callers.
That's a very funny phrase. See what they say. We'll see what they say.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
Oh, hi. This is Ben.
Ben, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going just good. I'm driving.
Where are you driving to and from?
I drive for work. I'm a parts delivery driver for Honda.
Okay, where are you at and what you hauling?
I'm currently in, what is this, West Dallas currently. I do a Racine Kenosha route.
Oh, you're close to us.
Yeah, I am currently, I live in Waterford.
Oh, that's a nice town.
Yeah, well, while you're driving, why don't you belly up to the bar with us and tell us what's on your mind.
First off, you got a drink for me?
Yeah, we got a couple beers. I got a whiskey going here, so.
I got a beer. We're over at Puddler's. Stop on by. Jeez Louise.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's a state of mind is really where it is, you know.
Tell us what's on your mind. What do you got going on?
So, I got two things, if possible.
Yeah.
I got something I want to sell.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, are you looking for advice? Should we do that first?
Yes, that too, yes.
Yep, let's do that one first, and then we'll see if we can get something sold for you.
So, I'm a bigger man like you, Miles. So
okay.
I get very sweaty.
I know the pain. Yes, continue.
And sometimes sweat goes to places where I don't want it, and it seeps through pants.
Oh,
yeah, that will happen. Yep.
Is there ways that I could try and fix that
or reduce that? So we actually talked on another podcast about this. There needs to be soap that just has antiperspirant in it. That's just all over your body would be a great move. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So that would be number one, is to invent a soap with antiperspirant. I think that's the first step. I think a more easier step.
You could call
it
Swassy soap.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll workshop that.
Swassy soap.
Swassless is what it would be.
Swassless. Swamp ass. That's what that means, in case anyone wasn't sure.
So I think that would be one move. I think another move is just taking a deodorant stick and just putting it wherever you're sweating too much.
You're putting deodorant in the crack?
Well, you could if you wanted to. I'm just saying, desperate times require desperate measures. You have one stick for the underarms and one stick for the other parts.
Okay, I'd like to bring up a counterpoint at this point, not to do this so far in, but antiperspirant literally means you don't sweat, right? Mm-hmm. So if you put non-sweating things all over your body, well, then you're not going to sweat. And isn't your body sweating for a reason?
Yeah, I mean, that's like you're splitting hairs, Charles. It's more of a
I don't think
idea.
I'm splitting hairs. I'm worried about everybody's well-being.
No, they'll be fine. We got AC.
Smells good everywhere.
Smells good everywhere, but what good is a smelly corpse because you died from overheating because you weren't sweating?
Well, you're going to want to make sure you're in AC or be close to it at least.
Okay, so our advice to you to not sweat is to just go in AC and put antiperspirant on your cracks and things. I think we did a good job with that. I think that's actually a great idea. Are you feeling good about this as you sweat in your car?
A thing with this AC, because I'm like a workman, it's not mine, and this AC is kind of broken.
Oh, man.
So the only thing that I have right now is the window. Only two windows that don't really let in any wind or anything. It kind of sucks.
Jeez. So you're just swassing up a storm in there, huh?
Yeah. Thankfully, these last, I've been wearing shorts, but throughout the summer, it's been black.
Yeah. So you're telling me your car smells like a middle school hockey locker room or what?
Oh, yeah. B.O.
Well, you know, we are working around the clock, just trust us, to find an answer for your needs.
We're working around the clock to find a cure for swass.
Yeah, and we will not stop until we do.
We're going to use this podcast to raise awareness for swass around the world. And maybe
it will be the first donation.
Yes, we'll do the charity event.
Every 3 hours.
To raise money for swass treatments.
Every 3 hours, several bums go full of swass.
Every 3 minutes, someone leaks sweat onto their underpants.
That's
and
a better
it's
word.
Embarrassing.
Where is Through the Arms of the Angel? Yeah.
Through the arms of for just 15 little pennies a day.
Fly away.
You can help prevent SWAS on a big boy across the United States. Nothing's more embarrassing than having your pants soaked after you stand up at a ball game.
I wish I knew more.
With this extra money, it'll go to those big boys and help treating SWAS across the world. Do you want me to keep going?
Do you want me to keep going? I'm out of tune. I have no idea what the... I just couldn't even catch the tune or the lyrics. But next time, you know, we work on next time.
My ears are crying with joy.
I could sense it. Now, listen.
You got to get some anti-crying cream on those ears of yours then.
Just use the SWAS. That'll stop the perspiration. Yeah. It'll stop the tears.
SWASless.
Yeah. You're going to be bloated with all your waters.
The sweat is coming from the pores of my skin.
Yes.
You said you had something to buy, sell, and trade. Not to change the subject off SWAS, but I feel like...
There's a lot of... Every podcast I'm on, there's potty talk. I don't know why, but it just is. So what are you trying to buy, sell, or trade here?
Just some small selling things. I'm on Facebook for the past while, but they just ain't selling.
What is it? Come on, give us some details.
This may sound a little white, but it's a pressure cooker and a coffee maker.
A pressure cooker and a coffee maker.
Coffee makers are tough to sell because you could buy a brand new one for like $15.
Unless this
is... They are brand new, though.
Do you lift some of these out of a different truck? What do you mean? You're selling brand new coffee maker?
Do you Vin Diesel Fast and Furious 1 and 2 or what?
Did you get married recently or know someone who did and just lift a few gifts? What happened?
Put a couple extra items on your registry?
Yeah, what's going on?
Liquid with... Not to be... You know, pun here, but are you liquid with a coffee maker or what?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We just got them for Christmas.
So wait,
they need quality, not crap that we can make. We suck.
Yeah, but they gave you the gift though. Aren't you a little worried about that?
They sell things all the time that we get them.
So why don't you guys just, it sounds like what you guys need to do at Christmases and birthdays and stuff is just start giving each other cash instead of giving each other presents because you're selling them all anyways.
Honestly, yes. I will take cash is where it's at.
Well, cash is king, actually.
Cash is king, but we have a baby now, so we cannot... They like baby gifts.
I thought you were gonna say like your baby gets into the cash, so you can't have cash around the house anymore.
They do like that's good teething.
I was at Walmart the other day and I was paying for something and I was holding the baby and she was reaching my wallet. Like, what are you doing?
Get used to that. Well, that's what they're gonna be doing.
Just like the mother, you know, you got to keep the wallet in the back pocket, otherwise they get handsy, you know.
Amen. Right in the back pocket so
it
gets sweaty and wet.
Yeah.
Right with the SWAS.
Honestly, you might want to not solve your SWAS problem so your money's all wet so no one wants to steal it from you.
Boom. That's it. We solved your problem. It took us a long time to get there, but we solved both problems at once.
You want SWAS and you want cold hard cash.
Cash and SWAS, baby.
Well, you don't want cold hard cash. You want... Wet, hot cash.
Swassy cash.
Swassy cash is the way you need to
go. Yeah, that's going to be our first t-shirt. Swassy cash.
Yeah, put that on a billboard.
Yeah. Actually, we'll just make cargo shorts and put it on the ass and call it the Swassy Cash cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts is what I'm wearing right now. They leak the most.
Okay. So why do you keep wearing cargo shorts if they show, I mean...
The pockets.
Khaki cargo shorts show SWAS more than any other short on the market. Why not just wear some, like, black athletic shorts?
Pockets are one of the reasons. Athletic shorts are not allowed at work.
That makes sense.
Unfortunately. And the black pants I usually wear, I left at someone's house.
Somebody.
Let's not just glaze over the fact you're leaving pants at randos' houses. Yeah. Why are their pants coming off at other people's houses?
They better have a pool.
On Friday, they do have a pool, but no, I went to go pick up a friend to go to Lambeau for the Golden Packer game.
Don't try and distract Charlie with Lambeau talk.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that game.
What you're doing. What's the real reason why you're losing your pants at friends' house?
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I had some swath, and I needed some help, and he offered.
Well, good for him.
So you have like a real swass problem then if you're having to abandon pairs of pants at friend's house.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They're
just like dripping wet. I was hanging them outside and I got distracted with him and bada bing, bada boom, I left pantsless.
Wild story. But it sounds like you might need to see a dermatologist, to be honest with you.
For skin issues?
Yeah, I mean, if he's sweating that much through his pants that he's got to abandon them at his buddy's house, he might need to see a dermatologist.
Does a dermatologist
deal with like stuff for sweatiness. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Okay. I'm pretty sure you may need to see a different doctor, but if it is a dermatologist, I'm wrong.
Well, don't dermatologists deal with the skin?
I guess so, but it's more the glands. This has probably gone on far too long, but thank you for letting us guide you on your journey through West Dallas with your swass. And we hope to sell that coffee maker too. If people want to get that coffee maker you're selling, how can they get a hold of you?
Facebook. I have ads on Facebook.
You put ads out to sell your $15 coffee maker on Facebook?
Okay. Not as Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. That makes sense.
He's just like, I can't stand looking at this coffee maker, but I can't get myself to throw it away. I got to move it. I put $100 on there.
I think a reason the pressure cooker's not selling is because I put a picture of the Spanish side on Facebook, not the English side. And I've just been too lazy to change it.
Well, you know, laziness will prevent your pressure cookers from selling on Facebook. Maybe take one more picture of that. Are you talking like a crock pot? I don't know the difference between a crock pot.
No,
and
they're definitely
cooker.
Different things. Yeah.
I've never cooked with a pressure cooker.
Doesn't it just cook it?
Me neither.
Faster?
Me neither. Well, maybe you should figure out who cooks with them and market it toward them.
I think to remember the real thing here. Stop. You and your in-laws need to stop giving each other presents. Just start giving each other cash. Maybe gift cards would be a good move if you don't feel comfortable giving cash as presents. Then you won't have to worry about, you know, liquidating a coffee maker and a pressure cooker and accidentally listing it on the Spanish side of Facebook. You don't got to worry about that.
That's a good point.
Comprende?
All right.
Comprende.
All right,
perfecto.
Man. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and hopefully you're driving safe. And we gave you a few different options of solutions, and hopefully we were helpful today.
Oh, I may go to the store to get some deodorant.
No, not just deodorant. Antiperspirant. That's the big thing. There's two different things.
And Axe body spray for the smell.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You smell like a 13-year-old's first
really
kiss.
Really just... Paint that taint with Dax body spray. Mm.
Wow. This is going to be an Emmy-winning podcast right here.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Paint the taint with that sweaty swassy cash. Wow. And that's where this conversation, I do think, ends. But thank you so much for letting us be of service to you. Do watch out for deer as you go through West Dallas there. And keep her moving. And we're going to try and sell that pressure cooker for you. Now, Miles, bring up the swass again and elongate this for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, watch out for deer and paint that taint, buddy.
You know what? I just might.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Tell your folks I says hi.
I will. And you tell yours we says hi, too.
I will. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Drive safe.
I will. Bye-bye.
Hello. Who do we got on the line?
Oh, this is Ryan. Who do we got here, Miles?
We got Miles and Charlie ready to roll. What's going on, man?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey. Oh, not much. Just working from home today. How are you guys?
Oh, we're just working from the bar today, so we're doing pretty good.
Well, that sounds a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, well, why don't you belly up to the bar virtually with us and tell us what's on your mind?
Yeah.
Oh, gladly. So I got a couple questions for you. I think number one, though, is for both of you. Okay. And I was wondering, what do you think, besides Fargo and the Mighty Ducks, is the best Midwest representation movie?
Oh.
Wow. Do you have one, Miles?
I'm scrambling while you're thinking right now.
While you're thinking, I got a really good one. Okay, now I'm going to spoiler alert.
Oh, I got a good one.
Oh, okay.
No, you want to just go? No, go
ahead. I'm going to say Cedar Rapids. It's a film that I was actually the out of focus pool boy in, but it's about this small town insurance salesman who goes to the big town of Cedar Rapids for the annual insurance convention, written by a guy from the Midwest, Phil Johnston, and it's got Ed Helms in it, John C. Reilly. It's very funny. I think it gets the Midwest to a T. Also, did I mention I'm the out of focus pool boy? I was a PA on that film. I got coffee and they let me be in it.
There he is, working shit in again.
There it is.
Yeah. All he wants to do is just work in.
I said full disclosure that I just want to be a professional extra at some point. And that was my big starting role. Okay, go ahead, Miles.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if this takes place in the Midwest, but I'd like to think it does. Uncle Buck or the Great Outdoors.
Yes, it does. Right? Because he's the polka king of Sheboygan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
That's a great. That is a great.
What is it? The Great
Chicago,
Outdoors.
Chicago.
Is it the Great Outdoors?
No, that it's Uncle Buck is where that polka king of Chicago's from. But John Candy What's was that? In the Great Outdoors too. What's that?
No, isn't that Home Alone 2?
Oh, that was in Home Alone 2? No,
that's the Kenosha Kickers.
Kenosha Kickers.
No, we're talking The Great Outdoors is Uncle Buck, right?
We're talking three movies now. We got three movies coming this. All John Candy. All John Candy connections, though.
Yes.
John Candy, so Uncle underrated.
Buck. Love it.
Yeah, Uncle Buck, right?
Uncle Buck is, I do think, were they in also, Chicago and Uncle Buck?
People don't remember this, but Christmas Vacation takes place in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So it's technically a Midwest movie.
That is a Midwest movie as well. Yep. There's a lot. Purple Rain.
Ozarks on Netflix. That's a real good representation of the Midwest.
Is that the Midwest?
Yeah, sure. Ozark?
I was listening to your podcast the other day, and Kansas is, right on the border
Keeping Kansas in this bad boy. Yeah. Everyone wants to keep getting rid of them. We're not going to let them. All right.
No, we will protect Kansas
at all costs.
Yeah. We need Dorothy and her slippers.
There's strength in numbers. We need more people in the Midwest. Okay.
Yes. Let's not go kicking.
I'm all about it.
What's your favorite Midwest movie?
I gotta say too, I was going to say that Cedar Rapids, my wife is from Cedar Rapids, so we've definitely watched that one many times.
It's so funny. It's so underrated, too.
You can tell there was a lot of good background crew on that movie. You just tell it had a great support staff,
Yeah.
Well, the pool boy, he just really brought it out.
Yeah.
The
boy. Yeah, I know. Well, don't blink. I am very out of focus, but I am there. And I made it.
Oh, you're actually in it?
I'm in it. did you not hear that? Oh. I'll sign a copy for you if you want.
I got to start. However you were in that movie, I need to start putting you in my videos that way.
Yeah, as an extra.
Way in the back, really out of focus.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And then when you're like, Charlie, I need this to be funnier. Oh.
Well, then I'll just put you in focus. That'll be hilarious.
Oh. Is it the nose? Hey-o. Is it the nose?
You're a good, good guy, Charlie.
Thank you.
What else you got on your mind?
That kind of hurts. I got back issues. Yeah. What else is on your mind?
I apologize, Miles. This one's for Charlie.
No. I'll take a break. That's fine.
Yeah. Sip your
So
seltzer.
I had tickets to your women's Minneapolis Women's Club show. And then, COVID messed all that up for everybody.
Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah. That's and then we rescheduled it twice, right? And ended up playing at the State Theater instead.
Yeah, and of course that was the day of my grandmother-in-law's funeral.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Jeez,
why would you schedule your show then?
What?
That's sad.
I didn't know, Miles. Yeah. These things are scheduled long ahead of time. So I would have never known. Well, when can we get you to a show is the question.
Also, I saw you're coming to the Ames Theater. I think you got like three nights there.
What are you, Garth Brooks?
You're doing three shows in three nights or what?
Well, we love you both here in Minneapolis.
Miles, why don't you come do some of that? And I'm doing six shows in Burnsville, so why don't... And
six in one town?
Yeah, the Burnsville, that's the one. Isn't that the Ames Center?
Yeah, probably. Because there's Ames, Iowa, and also Ames, Wisconsin, and the Ames Center. So I'm trying to figure it out. But no, yeah, totally come on out. Come on out. You want tickets?
Yeah.
You
have tickets? So that's my question is I'm trying to find two and, you know, I looked at all six shows and they're all, there's no two tickets that might be and my wife can't go together.
All right. Well, here's
what I'm wondering what your advice would be.
I'm right here. I got advice.
Why don't you send them some tickets?
No.
Why don't you get them some backstage passes? Why don't you bring them along? You can hang out for an entire day. You guys can go to the mall.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's what's going to happen.
You're making me feel bad.
No. I want you to know that Miles, first of all, we are getting you tickets.
No, the tickets was real. It was just funny because I was going to overpromise.
I have the talking stick right now. I have the talking stick. We are going to get you tickets, two tickets behind backstage passes, the whole deal to any show you choose. The only stipulation is whatever show you choose, Miles has to also be there and do 5 minutes on stage. So it's nice. You get to pick the show and then Miles will be there. It's a win-win for everyone. And we get to see Miles do stand up.
Well, you're going to have to run it by the old ball and chain, see if I'm free, but okay.
Oh yeah, we'll do it. I'm super excited. Miles, aren't you?
Yes.
Miles did 5 minutes at one of my shows in Fargo, and all he did was roast me for 5 minutes. So, but now he has to actually do stand up. So I'm excited you called. We're excited to see you guys at the show, and sorry again about your mother.
What's the deal with Swass, you know?
Well, we just got off a call where Miles couldn't stop talking about Swass. So
okay.
He's working on his hot five. His hot five.
Oh, I got my
Swassy five.
I got my Duluth Trading Company armachillos on right now.
Oh, the armachillos.
I'm trying to place that myself.
Them are that.
I'm
see,
sure you guys know all about that.
I got a couple of those pairs. I can tell you that much.
We got pairs of that. That's good. That does help with the swass.
All right. Well, we'll see you at the show then, I guess.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah,
seriously though, email us and we'll get you tickets. Don't worry about that at all.
Charlie, you should plug all your stand-up shows now. This would be a great spot for your stand-up shows.
Any stand-up shows you want. We're playing London, by the way. Ames, Iowa. Sioux City, Iowa. I can't remember. CharlieBarons.com.
Go to CharlieBarons.com.
That's where I go to figure out where I'm playing.
All right, man. Well,
you guys are true Midwest treasures.
Oh, no, you are.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Come on now.
Hey, the only requirement is if you're coming to the show, you got to bring a case of beer for us to drink backstage.
How about a 12-pack of Busch Lattes?
There we go. Yeah,
That away. Get us both going. Get that Liney's for me, and then Miles can drink that water situation.
Nectar of the gods, going, baby.
Sure, whatever you want to call it.
I didn't want to say it, but you guys have been too nice. I can't say anything bad about the Busch Lattes.
Yeah, well, I get it. Beer's beer. There you go.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate exactly. it. Make sure you email in, and thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for having me. Tell your folks I says hi. Keep her moving. Go Packers. F the Vikings. And
wow.
You betcha.
Switched it up there. And yeah, you betcha. You did it. You did great. Thank
Love
you.
Love the podcast.
Thanks, man.
Love you.
See you guys. Good.
See ya. All right, guys. It is Labor Day week, right? That's what you'd say, Jared?
Yeah.
Labor Day week. And Fleet Farm is the place you're going to want to go on your way out of town for Labor Day weekend. What do you do on Labor Day weekend? You grill, you hang out with friends, you maybe are going on a camping trip. You're going to need a lot of snacks. You're going to need a lot of pop. You're going to maybe need to pick up a cornhole set. And Fleet Farm's got all that for you. And so what you need to do, head to Fleet Farm. And just when you didn't have enough reasons to go to Fleet Farm, they also got the brand new Fleet Farm calendar. Hell yeah. You need something to hang in that garage. Everyone needs a good garage calendar, and I think that the Fleet Farm calendar, it's the scenic one. So they're all photos that are taken by Fleet Farm employees, if you can believe that. You're going to, Charlie, you're going to go get yourself a scenic Fleet Farm calendar?
Yeah, you bitch. You
won't. He's off. He is, though, everyone. Trust us. And every single month, there's actually a coupon in there, too. So not
that's
only
awesome.
Is it look nice in your garage, you get a coupon, another reason to go to the man's wall. So you got to head to Fleet Farm, stock up for Labor Day, get yourself a calendar, coupons, baby.
Coupons, get after it.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
Hey, it's Sam.
Sam, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much. On lunch break at work.
Nice.
Where do you work at?
I'm working at ETC in Middleton.
What do you
does that stand for?
It's not etc. It's actually electronic theater control.
I like that.
You just got all the stuff that's just extra, right? It's just et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. We just make lights.
All right, nice. Cool. Well, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Yeah. Tell us what's on your mind.
All right, so I have a predicament. I'm going into my senior year of high school.
Okay.
And
well, then please don't belly up to the bar with us.
Yeah. By the way, this is a virtual bar. There is no alcohol being served here. High school.
Why don't you come over to the lemonade stand on the corner of the street with us?
Yeah, or unless you're in this bar with your parents, because in Wisconsin, that's okay. So your parents are here. You're bellied up. We ordered you.
Shirley Temple
and them suckers are good. Okay, now that we got it all settled, what's cooking?
All right, sounds good. So, Charlie, I know you went to a Catholic high school or middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know it's super small, but even with my tiny ass class, I just haven't made any friends.
Oh,
so do you have any
Sam. Yes.
I'm making friends.
Sam, now listen. First of all, here's what I'm going to say about trying to make friends in high school. So you're a senior. You're going into your senior year. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing to keep in mind is that whatever happened senior year of high school, everybody's full of shit in high school. And then once you get into college, that's when, you know, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, senior year, I got to do whatever. It doesn't matter. Once you get into college, everyone's over, whatever.
That's kind of what I was going to go is.
Yeah.
Whatever really happens in high school doesn't really matter for the rest of your life. So
I can't even remember high school.
Well, Charlie's real old, but. So that's number one is remember that this isn't the rest of your life. This is just a little blurb. And when you go to college, there's going to be a lot more people. There's going to be, or not even go to college. Maybe you're just working. You're going to meet a lot more people after high school that you're not, you know, you don't got to worry about that as much.
Yeah. And Sam, let me ask you, what are your favorite things to do outside of school? What do you like doing?
Well, I love hunting. I love fishing and I love going up north.
Well, you're hitting all the great things. You're hitting all the great things here. Do you know other hunters in your school? And wait, did you say you're at a Catholic school?
Yep.
And would you say people are actively not being your friend? Like they're being jerks to you? Or are you just trying to look for tips to maybe open yourself up more to these other people?
Well, I think it's a combination of both because I've kind of talked to people and, you know, they have their friend groups and it's all good. But, you know, I think banking on college is my best bet here.
Sam, I'm going to tell you this. The most successful people in the world didn't have a lot of friends in high school, you know, and then the real popular kids in high school, Miles will tell you, total losers now, right, Miles?
All they do, they literally are bellied up to the bar at like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. Yeah. They got nothing going on.
So you don't worry about yourself at all, okay? And you just keep putting yourself out there and say, hey, I'm going hunting this weekend. You want to come with? And if they say no or reject you, first of all, you know, they're really shitty Catholics. I tell you that right there. Okay. They're going to have to confess that one to Father Tom, but, you know, just don't worry about it. Cause once you get to college, people just open their minds for whatever reason, might be the,
yeah. I mean, your hunting buddies, your fishing buddies, you just still haven't met. They're waiting for you in college, I think, is the move.
Yeah. So keep trying though. Keep trying, but just don't be disheartened if it doesn't work, because, you know, it's a weird age. People haven't fully developed their minds. You sound like you have a very developed mind.
You sound mature.
Yeah, you really do. And a lot of times they're not there yet. So, you know, they'll come along and then they'll feel bad about it. And they're Catholic, so they'll feel guilty about it till they're like 82. So just take, you know, some pride in that, knowing that they're going to feel guilty. And, you know, so there you go. Did we help you at all, Sam? Did we help you at all?
Oh, yeah, that helped. Yeah.
Sam, do you want to come out to, why don't you come out to a show at some point? If there's one around your deal, I'll get you some free tickets. How's that sound?
That'd be cool. I just went to your state fair show with my dad.
How was it?
That was amazing. That was so much fun.
Would you go see it again?
No. She's seen it once. Absolutely. Oh, you would? All right. Well, Sam, any show you want, email mantwalkman@gmail.com. Let them know the thing. We're going to get you some tickets and we'll get you a meet and greet after the deal. So you can invite one of the non-shitty people from your high school to come along.
All right.
Hell yeah. Well, that sounds fun.
It'll be a good time. We'll have fun even if they don't want to. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, we appreciate you calling in. And just remember that, you know, high school is a weird time, so I wouldn't be too worried about it. And all the people that I hang out with on a regular basis, I met after high school anyways. So I wouldn't be too worried. And you're going to find some people that like hunting and fishing with you. And, yeah, I think that... I hope that we helped you kind of refocus on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
All right. Well, watch out for deer, okay?
All right.
And we'll see you at the show soon. Well,
yeah. Okay.
Sounds good. See you later.
All right. See you. Bye.
All right, Charlie.
Miles?
What do you think? You going to go invest in some antiperspirant soap or what?
I think I'm going to wait and see the clinical trials come out first.
That's probably smart,
honestly.
You
start developing those and we'll see what we have.
Would you sign up for a clinical trial?
No, I'm not as...
What if it's like $1,500 for a weekend?
Sold. I'll do anything to my body for $1,500, please. You should have started with that. You should have led with that.
You're right. That's how they get you.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
No, it's a real problem for us guys. I know you don't, you're kind of on the other end of the spectrum where
I mean,
you're kind of like seeking out sweating, you know, there's two different people,
two people in this world,
people that can't avoid sweating. And then there's people who seek out sweating.
Yeah.
And I am on the can't avoid and you are the seeker.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I seek movement thrills.
I know, because you don't have any sweat regularly in your life.
Maybe that's what life's all about. We're just chasing that sweat or running from it.
If active people sweat during the day, like non-active people, they would not need to be active. They'd be like, I sweat all day. I don't need to.
Yeah. Well, it purifies you too. Yeah. I've read. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that real?
I don't know. I read it. It doesn't matter if it's real. If you read it, you can say it. And some people can believe it.
You can. It's the truth.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I think before we wrap up this podcast, Charles, we should talk about everyone getting on over to the other podcasts. We got You Betcha Radio and Cripescast.
Yeah, check them out. Give them a listen. See if you like them. You like mine more. But, you know, whatever it is.
Well, we have more fun over at You Betcha Radio.
You probably do. You guys have a lot of fun. It's a very fun podcast, especially the ones I'm on. But, you know, you've been on mine too, so people can dig through that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on a bunch.
Yeah.
I've single-handedly held that podcast afloat.
The one thing I like about Miles is he doesn't have an ego.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you guys for listening. And follow us on the TikToks or something, right?
Yeah.
We got bellied up on the TikTok or whatnot.
Yeah. Bellied up TikTok, bellied up Instagram, all that good stuff. YouTube as well. You can find the full clips. You can see what we're actually doing.
Yeah.
Where we're actually at.
Yeah.
You can see our faces. Go check out all of our merch at ohyoubetcha.com. OHHYouBetcha.com.
Yeah. See you guys. Oh, and don't forget about Manitowocminute.com.
This is the end of the show. This is the end of the show.
Great merch.
We are ending the show.
Like an I Survived the Midwest Goodbye shirt. What a great idea. Cool, Charlie. See you at Manitowocminute.com. See you guys.
All right, guys. See you in the next one.